Blog Talk Radio. Let us worship him. Let us take time to worship him. Oh, Father God, we come before you this day. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our bodies, and we thank you, Lord, for the activity of our limbs. We come before you thanking you for what you have done and what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. Lord, we lift up our family members before you today. Lord, you know the unsaved ones that are going doing things that they want to do. Lord, bring them back before it's everlasting too late. Lord, help them to acknowledge that Jesus is the way, that he is our Savior. Lord, cover them, Father God, as they come home. Hallelujah, as they leave the world of sin and embrace true holiness. Lord, remember our leaders today, local, mayor, county executives, governors, president, and vice president. Lord, the word of God says for those that have rule over you. So, Lord, we're praying for our political leaders. Lord, give them the wisdom that they need to be able to pass laws and regulations that would help the people that they was elected to serve. Lord, help them. Help them, Father God. We all need help. So, Lord, help the mayors and the county executives. There are citizens that are about to be evicted. Lord, they need a way out. There are people that are homeless when they need a way out. There are people that don't know where their next food is going to come from. Lord, they need help. Lord, there are people in the hospitals. There are people in intensive care. There are people in the emergency room that need healing, Father God. Lord, as we pray today, Lord, send ministry angels. Lord, heal them, Father God. Lord, deliver them. Bring them out, Father God. Don't let death be their final act. Lord, bring them out. Heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal them for ministry's sake, because I often pray, Lord, heal me for ministry's sake. Lord, send servants, send people who love you into the ministry to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember leaders all over the world. Protests in Russia. There are protests everywhere. There are in the border of the United States. Lord, move by your spirit, Father God. Oh, Lord, we need you to intervene. Oh, we need your help. Lord, we need direction. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we are your sheep. So we need you to lead, guide, and direct us, Father God, what we should do, when we should do, how we should do it. Lord, what we should pray for, or what we need to say as a word of encouragement to people, what we need to do to demonstrate your love. Lord, we need you. We can't do nothing without you. And Lord, I'm asking for a fresh dose of your anointing for those that feel that there's a lack and they don't have the amount of joy that they had in the past. Lord, we're asking you to fill them up. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up with the Holy Spirit. When the joy of the Lord is their strength. Lord, those that are feeling depressed today, feeling sad, oh, Lord, turn that sadness into joy. Let them know that whatever hopeless situation they think that they're in, that you can resolve all hopelessness because there is hope in Jesus. But Lord, help us to find that narrow path. And once we have found that narrow path, to stay in the narrow path, to not to stop by the wayside and pick flowers or sit down and rest, but that we would stay on that narrow path and that we would press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that we would stay focused on what God has desired for our lives, all that we would stay focused so that our eternal home would be with him. Lord, help us, Father God, to be light in the midst of darkness as we walk through to and fro, as we walk in our complex, as we walk on the job, as we walk in grocery stores, as we stand on bus stops. Lord, let our light shine, that when you direct us what to say, that we will say words straight from the throne of God, that we can encourage somebody. Lord, here we are. Let us be vessels that you can use. Let us be vessels that you can use. Help us to make a positive impact on the people's lives that's around us. Lord, we can't do it without you. We need 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 you. Lord, we need strength mentally. We need strength physically. And we need strength spiritually. So, Lord, we're talking about a total healing. We need strength totally. Hallelujah. So we're calling on you. You are the source of our strength. So we're calling on you today that you would give us the strength that we need, that you would keep us, our minds steadfast, so that we can say that we're steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Whatever you have for us to do, let us say, yes, Lord, yes to your way, yes, Lord. Whatever you want me to say. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. My soul says yes, yes, yes. In these last and evil days, my soul says yes, yes, Lord. Surely there's a work that I can do. Lord, each of us, we have gifts that you have given to us. Lord, help us to maximize the gifts that you have put in us to your glory. It's not about, oh, I can do this, but it's all about the glory of God, that God's getting glorified, that we're leading people to Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for this prayer today. Lord, yes, strengthen us. Fill us. Anoint us to make a positive impact in the area that you have put us. We thank you for tuning in to another Sunday prayer with Dr. Wyndham. I pray that the prayer is an encouragement to you and is a blessing to you. God bless you until we meet again. God bless you.